This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Grant Newsham, the author of When China Attacks, retired U.S. Marine colonel, about a plan for the Marines to remake themselves by 2030 into a small force that moves around in islands in the Pacific, attacking Chinese ships when available. This is called FD 2030. It's a plan, and the Marines have implemented it, are now implementing it. And Grant has some sharp things to say about the plan and how you can't anticipate what the next battle space is going to look like. The old proverb was, they always fight the last war. Here's Grant Newsham on the plans for the Marines and what the limitations might be in the plans.
In theory, it's kind of like that. Imagine if the Coast Watchers, these brave, mostly Australians, but some others, on the islands outside or north of Guadalcanal and in the south-southwest Pacific, if they had had long-range missiles, the Japanese Navy would have had a very hard time getting down to Guadalcanal to attack the Marines. And so I say, in theory, this is a good idea, and it does have its uses, make no mistake. You know, you see the trouble the Americans are having in the Red Sea dealing with Houthi rocket launchers. So it's not a bad idea, but you do have to answer the questions that I raised. Because whenever the Japanese made an effort to go after the Coast Watchers, they were running for their lives. And one of the big sort of issues with Force Design 2030 is that the Marines have almost said, we're only going to fight a certain way. And, you know, with these, based on this sort of small units of sort of Marines employing rockets, maybe anti-air systems. And we're not going to do extended ground combat. We're not going to fight in any place or in any way that we don't want to. That's effectively what they're saying. And one hopes that the enemy cooperates and fights the way we want them to do, and just sails their ships around where we can see them so we can go after them. Once again, some have, I think, rightly said that it has given up too much capability. The Marines gave up all of their regular artillery, the so-called tubed artillery, that when you think of a artillery piece, that's what it is. They gave it all up, gave up all their tanks, reduced the number of aircraft in their squadrons. They gave up a lot of infantry. They gave up their bridging equipment, which means if you come to a river or a gully, how are you going to get over it? What the planners say is, well, we'll ask the army for tanks and bridging equipment if we need it. Well, I wouldn't count on that promise being kept. And if you're going to have the army use their National Guard to supply their tanks and bridging equipment, which I have heard, well, it takes several months at least to activate a National Guard unit, plus that would they know how to operate with Marines. So you never know what's coming in warfare and where you're going to fight. You know, nobody would ever have thought Marines would fight in Afghanistan on, say, September 10th, 2001. Nobody would have thought that.
More of this later. Thank you.